Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, PMA Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission and vision is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. We know that you are designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that we want you to live to your God-given potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, and lotions. We want to restore and instill hope when it comes to healing in your life and your body, but also in your home and the people that you're around. You know, we're in a situation right now in our country where we are sicker than we ever have been before, and the numbers aren't getting better. They're actually getting worse. Most people realize this, but just look at the statistics with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, the use of medications, people going in debt for health crises, people missing out on their family, on family vacations, having to retire early because they're so sick. And if they make it to retirement, then they lose their health in retirement. And so what my vision is for my patients and for hopefully you listening to the show here is that we want to put the power of responsibility and actions back into your hands. And I am a chiropractor. The reason I'm a chiropractor is because the brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that go out to every single cell tissue and organ in your body. So right now for you to be able to listen to me, for your heart to beat, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal in your hand, for your blood pressure to normalize, for your blood sugar to normalize, and for your white blood cells to be at the level they need to be at, your nervous system is what controls it all. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system controls absolutely every single thing in your body. I am not a nutritionist. I'm not a detoxer. I'm not a personal trainer. Do we instill that and teach that and hope people are living that way? 100%. But I am a chiropractor first and foremost because we know if the spine is right, it gives your body a chance to heal at 100%. And so I will tell you this, that a healthy nervous system, a healthy spine is what controls the healing process. There's nothing else controls it, not your heart rate, not oxygen, not your stomach. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system, the health of that is controlling the healing process of your body. And what contributes to it is lifestyle. Right. So if we look at control versus contribution, there is a significant difference. And so I want you to remember that the things that you're doing, whether it's eating kale, avoiding sweets this morning, not putting dairy in your coffee, not putting sweet milk in your coffee, all those things are good. But I'll tell you right now that your spine has to be getting adjusted. There's no way around it. You have to be getting chiropractic care. I always want to remind people of that if I haven't hit that. Beat that horse recently, because I think people forget about that. They come into the office saying, you know, I want to eat healthy. Okay, give me a nutrition plan. Okay, here it is. I want to do all the testing that you do in the office, the blood work, the urinalysis, the saliva testing. I want to do that and just that. Well, that's not going to actually heal you. It may see what's wrong nutritionally, but what's going on the inside? We want to see what the spine looks like. That is the first and foremost what we want to do. Some people say, well, I want to help you. You help me with my knee pain or my shoulder pain or my diabetes or what supplement should I take? And listen, we have recommendations for all of that. We have therapy for that. We know exactly what we should be doing with you. But I'll tell you that if we miss the chiropractic component, we miss everything. We miss everything. And so if we take a look at our culture right now, we are confused about where health comes from. We have no idea. We don't take responsibility and we don't take action. And so there's three reasons why I believe we've gotten to this point as a country. Is one is that we're not taught to take responsibility, right? We blame our health on our age or our genetics. That's it. I mean, if you're 50 years old, you'll literally laugh about being 50. You'll laugh about the bad right knee. You'll laugh about the same blood pressure medication because you're just old. You'll laugh about X, Y, or Z. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice, right? It's not just because you're 50 or 40 or 60 or 80. No. age is not a determining, should not be a determining factor of your health, right? It should not. But our culture does that. I'll tell you though, if you look at teenagers and even young kids today, that they're sicker than their grandparents sometimes, right? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. You can't blame your health just on your age, or you can't blame your sickness just on your age. Some of the healthiest people that I know are in their 70s, they're in their 80s, and they're doing life like they want to do life, and it's absolutely amazing. I love it. We also can't blame it on our genetics. Listen, you ever blame your weight or your blood pressure, your cholesterol on your parents or grandparents, you're completely mistaken. It's just not accurate. You have to wrap your head around the fact that, listen, where you are today only accounts for 10% of your genetics, only account for 10% of where you are today, right? So I'll say it again. So 90% of what happened to you at this point in your health is on you or what you've been exposed to or what you've not known to take care of. Only 10% is a genetic factor, right? That goes for cancer, diabetes, obesity, cholesterol. 10% is your family tree's fault. 90% is on you. Now, some of you are like, well, that sucks. I've been blaming my health problems on my family this whole time. Well, we can take that back now. No longer can we say it's our age. No longer can we say it's our genetics. It just doesn't show, the research does not show that it's an accurate statement. So first thing we got to do to get our health right where we need to be and be responsible for our family's health is take responsibility with where we are today. Whether it's good or bad, where you're at today, look yourself in the mirror, analyze, hey, do I want to be here? How did I get here? Is it good or is it bad? Because I'll tell you, if it's a good place in your health, I guarantee you it didn't come easy. It did not come easy, right? If you're the level of fitness you want, if you're eating clean, if you're feeling great, if you're looking younger, if you're where you want to be with your health, I guarantee you it did not happen by chance. Now, some of you may say, I have great genes. Well, I hate you for that. But I'll tell you this, you still can't blame it just on your genes. It's what you still do or don't do to your body, right? So first thing I do, take responsibility. If you listen to the show and you haven't turned it yet, you are taking responsibility today. Listen, one of the things about, if you're listening now, some of you have been like, I want to come to the office. I need to see what my spine looks like. Listen, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. That might be your action step today. How do you actually take responsibility and take action? If you want to schedule a new patient appointment in our office for a chiropractic exam and a full set of x-rays to see exactly what's causing the symptoms that you might be having, the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you want to look great, feel great, and actually get to the root cause of health issues that you might have, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our office. 314-323-7214. Now, the second reason why I believe we've gotten to this point in our country is that we actually don't even know what health is. We think it's how you feel, right? If I ask 100 people on the street, how do you know you're healthy? They say, I'm not sick or I don't feel bad. Okay, well, let's go into that a little bit more. So research shows, medical research, not Dr. Nick research, medical research shows that we can only feel 10% of what's happening in our body in any given moment, right? Any given moment, 10% of the time, we can feel what's happening. That means 90%, we can't actually feel what is happening to us. And what do we do when we feel bad in our country? First thing we do is we ignore it. We ignore that we feel bad, okay? Secondly, what we do is we say, well, if this is slowing me down, I'm going to take over-the-counter medication. I'm going to take this pill, which masks the issue or band-aids the problem. And then the third thing we do is go to a special doctor, get a special medication, special therapy, whatever it is, right? And so I'll tell you this, is that if you're basing your health on how you feel, why do we ignore it when we feel bad? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. So you can't base your health off of simply how you feel because you only feel 10%. And on top of that is that sometimes being healthy doesn't always feel great. For instance, here in St. Louis, with the crazy weather changes, as always, year-round, temperature changes, it'll swing 30 to 40 degrees in a day sometimes, right? There's something called allergies that comes up. Now, allergies is really another way to determine, another way to say, I can't respond to my environment, so my body starts to have a hyper-responsive reaction to its environment, and such as allergies. So if we have a runny nose, for instance, let's use that for an example. If you have a runny nose, and then we say, well, let's just stop up that runny nose. We take medication because we don't want a runny nose. So we stop up the medication. It dries out the sinus cavities, which then leads to a sinus infection on average 15 to 20 days later, sometimes less than that, because we were uncomfortable. Our body was trying to get rid of the allergens. Our body was trying to drain everything out, get it out. But since we were uncomfortable, since we felt bad, we said, I got to take this pill, potion or lotion to stop up and dry my sinus cavities, therefore leading to a sinus infection, which now we go to the doctor and get what medication for. Well, you wonder why you have sinus infection every single year. Also, and that was an example of getting healthy, of your body trying to heal, get rid of the allergens. What else do we do? Is that we say, okay, well, my blood pressure is high. Why would someone's blood pressure be high? Okay. Maybe it's because their body needs more oxygen. Have you thought about that? Maybe my body needs more oxygen, so my blood pressure is going to be higher at the moment, whether it's stress, weight, toxicity, whatever it is. And what we say is, oh, that's really bad. Your blood pressure is high, so we're just going to medicate and keep it low. And we took away the symptom that was telling us something might be wrong. How about if you have food poisoning, your body's either going to get it out one way or the other, out the top or out the bottom, right? And what happens is we say we stop it up. We stop up the diarrhea. We don't want diarrhea. We don't want to throw up. So we just want to keep that in. No, your body's trying to what? Heal. It's trying to keep you healthy. Same thing with the fever. We think fever's actually hurting us. No. Fever's actually helping us, believe it or not. And what we do in our country, we say, oh, I feel bad with a fever. My body must be sick. So I'm going to take Tylenol to stop the fever from going up and or reduce the fever, which, by the way, research now shows that if you reduce the fever with medicine, it actually comes back 3 to 4 times worse within the next 48 hours. Not the fever, the sickness. Because we try to intervene because we said, okay, healthy is about feeling good. It's not about feeling good. It's about how the definition of health is your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. We have no idea what health is in our country. We say it's how we feel, and we say it's how we look. Have you ever met somebody who actually looks great but has cancer? Have you ever met somebody who looks great but died of a heart attack? Have you ever met somebody who is super fit, super lean, but for some reason they're depressed, anxious, IBS, autoimmune disease, they can't sleep at night? You name it, it's not based off of how you look, and it's not based off of how you feel. Some of the sickest people I've seen in the office have been, you know, Olympic athletes or even youth athletes who look very healthy from the outside. But something is wrong on the inside, causing their body not to be healthy and well. And so I'll tell you right now that health is not determined about how you look. It's not determined about how you feel. It's not based off of your genetics, and it's not caused by your age. We have to understand the definition of health is how your body is designed to heal and function 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. I'll say that one more time. The definition of health is within the word. It's how your body heals. It's not just the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease, right? Symptoms can be a good thing if you listen to it. And so I'm asking you now, if you have something going on in your body and you want to actually start to be go on that right track of healing, the first step is by figuring out, why do I have this headache? Why do I have this sciatica? Why do I have this stomach issue? Why am I anxious? Why am I depressed? Why can I not sleep at night? You got to figure out what's causing it, and we have to look to the spine first. Listen, in our office, we do a full new patient exam, full set of x-rays. Normally, that's $150, but if you call in on the show today, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. We'll schedule you. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Listen, we've been on the air for years now, guys. I mean, we're going on over 10 years. Been in practice for over 15 years, so we see thousands and thousands of patients throughout our time being open. We see people from the womb to the tomb, so from the first day of life till people in their late 90s. And I'll tell you this, it's such an honor to be able to see people transform their mindset, right? I mean, that's really what we see first, is changing your mindset about who's responsible for your health, what health is, and how to take action. And what's cool is that we're starting to see generations of families, so grandparents, their kids, their great-grand, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. So we're seeing four generations of people in our office now. And it's such a blessing because we see them heal and live to their God-given potential without drugs or surgery. I mean, can you imagine someone in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on literally zero to one medication max? Like you mentioned, no medications, no surgery, living life to the fullest, traveling like they want to travel, and living to their God-given potential, and them wanting that for their kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. I mean, that's really how it should be, is that what you're doing right now is you listen to the show, as you come into our office, as you follow us on social media, as you get our newsletters every single week. Listen, if you're plugged into a clinic like ours, I guarantee you, you're going to have a better chance of making it to 60, 70, 80, 90 on little to no medications and little to no surgeries and leading your family, walking on the beach with your loved ones, traveling with your loved ones, and not falling victim to sickness, disease, suffering, and chronicity of illness. That's what we don't want for you. Listen, my heart breaks for people that go through that. So if you're in that state of multiple medications, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and you just feel like you're run down, you feel like there's no hope, I'm telling you right now, if there's air in your lungs, there's absolutely still hope in your body. And I guarantee you there's hope and healing, because guess what? Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and you're designed and desired to heal. And I'll tell you that if you live in that state of chronicity of illness, and you're waiting in the urgent care, you're waiting at the next specialist, you're waiting for the next cane or walker or the next special medication or the next treatment or the next therapy, whatever it is, if you're waiting in that state and you're not doing anything proactively for your health, I'm telling you right now, you have to start doing this. You got to start doing something for your health. And what we call that is the five essentials. It's a healthcare delivery system that's designed to put the power of healing back into your own body. And that's why my office is called Health From Within, is because we know the healing comes from within you, not from the outside in, but from within you. And once you start to wrap your head around that is the actual truth. That's not the Dr. Nick research. That's the absolute medical research shows that you heal from the inside out. You don't heal from the outside in, you heal from the inside out. And once you start to remove those interferences that are interfering with the healing of your body's going to do one thing. It's going to move in the right direction. There's never a gray area. It's black or white. Either you're going in the right direction or you're going in the wrong direction. You could have gone in the wrong direction for the last 40 years. There's still hope for you. It's one step at a time going in the right direction. And I guarantee you're going to see your life transform. You're going to see your health transform, because that's how you are designed. You don't have to will it. It still works on your behalf. So you could be hopeless right now. You could be full of hope. I'm telling you right now, if you're making the right choices, going in the right direction, your body's going to do one thing. It's going to heal. Last thing, we talked about how we just don't take responsibility. We blame it on our health issues, on our genes or our age. And we don't even know what health is. If we have allergies, we dry them up. If we have some people do that daily, by the way, for the rest of their life, which, by the way, if it doesn't make sense, if you're taking a medication daily for the rest of your life and it's not really working, meaning you can't get off of it, it's not working. It's literally a Band-Aid. Imagine wearing Band-Aids on you for the rest of your life, covering up the problems and the cut never healing. Can you even imagine that? You got a cut on your hand and it cuts there. And it's requiring you to wear a Band-Aid on your hand for the rest of your life, and you would be okay with the cut not healing. I don't think so. That's what's happening in our society, is that 5%, we make up 5% of the world's population here in North America, but we take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. Guys, I'm telling you, we are in an absolute crisis. And if you think you're immune to it, you're absolutely not. If you're following what the medical system is telling us to do, if you're watching all the commercials, if you're listening to pharmaceutical companies, if you're listening to what your insurance says, I'm telling you right now, you're headed towards disaster. It's like seeing a train wreck, right? We got to stop doing what everyone else is doing so we get the different results that we desire and what we want in our health. And if you're listening to my show for the first time or the 100th time, I'm telling you right now, the foundation of health is that you must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. What does that mean? It's not gonna be that you're never gonna get sick. It's what happens when you do get sick. It doesn't mean you may never have knee pain, but what happens when you do get knee pain? What kind of questions? What caused it? What can I do to correct it? What can I do to take responsibility before I have to go down that medical route? Because once you go down the medical route, it's hard to get out of it. It's hard to get out of that, right? You can and you will, but it's way harder to get out of it than to avoid it altogether. And so as you're listening to the show today, and last segment when I was like, health is, means your body has to be healing and functioning 100%. The next question people have is like, well, what controls health, right? What controls health? Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? Is it your blood pressure? Is it your blood sugar? Is it your diet? Is it your colon? Is it your brain, right? And the answer is, it's your brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that come out of each segment of your spine that goes to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. And right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your cut to heal in your hand, right, for the stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all, and your spine has to be in proper position for our brain to be able to communicate to every single cell in the body, right? So what does our spine have to look like? From the front, it has to be straight up and down. Our hips have to be even straight across, and our shoulders have to be even straight across. Everyone knows this. Remember that time in elementary school or middle school when you go to gym class and they say, okay, bend over, we're gonna check you for scoliosis, right? Well, they check you for scoliosis by the age of 13 usually, because what the state mandated, by the way, it's state mandated that if you have scoliosis and if it goes undetected and untreated, it can take up to 14 years off your life. Why do they say that? Because they say this, not because someone has pain. Because if the spine has a significant of scoliosis, it actually cuts off the nerve flow to the organs, causing organs to what? Shut down or fail. So they know scoliosis is bad enough because it damages your nerve system and spine, right? And if it's bad enough, they refer you to a neurosurgeon. A neurosurgeon will say, okay, well, here's the number, here's the curvature. We can do one of two things. We can do either nothing, we can do bracing, or we can do surgery, right? If they do nothing, that usually means insurance doesn't cover it. So what does that mean? You're good, you're off the hook, you're never gonna get your spine checked for the rest of your life because insurance doesn't think it's necessary, which we know is just not true or accurate. Then they say bracing or surgery, if insurance covers it. So you get bracing or surgery done, you get watched over the next however many years, to make sure it's not, you know, getting worse. But if you never have anything done, if there's no intervention done after that appointment, the doctor says, we'll just watch and wait. Literally, that's in their like treatment protocols. Like, we're just gonna watch and we're gonna wait. And as a parent, you hear, okay, well, we're gonna watch it. How am I gonna watch it? One and two, wait. So it's not that big of a deal. Life happens, we get busy. It's unintentional, right? But intentionally, we ignore it, right, over time, because other things get in the way. So that person goes 20, 30, 40 years old, and that scoliosis gets worse every single year because that's what research shows. And then it affects everything else in the body, right? And so if it's that bad, if scoliosis is that important, why would, if it's not that big of a deal, if the nervous system is not that big of a deal and chiropractors are crazy, right? Then why would they make it state mandated for your gym teacher when I was growing up to check you for scoliosis? Start to ask these questions. Now, the other part of your spine that we have no clue about is that no one ever checks until you get x-rays in a chiropractic clinic, or if there's damage in your spine from an accident, or if there's numbness and tingling down the arm that, you know, you're going to have to get surgery on, is from the side. From the side, you have to have a curvature in your neck, a curvature in your mid-back, and a curvature in your lower back. There should be 3 45-degree curves from the side. Why? Because that's how God made you, okay? Your brain controls everything, sends signals on the spinal cord. If the spine is straight from the side, it's actually stretching and putting pressure on the spinal cord, the brainstem, and displaces the nerves. So we have to have that spring because it acts, we have to have that those curves in our spine because it acts as a spring in our spine. So whether it's walking, sitting, exercise, running, your spine compresses and it expands. It compresses and expands. And if it doesn't have the ability to compress and expand, there's absolutely no way your nerve system can be healing and functioning your body at 100%. Research shows it, not Dr. Nick research. Research shows that if your head starts to shift forward, the lung capacity goes down by 30%. If you lose the curvature of your neck, dopamine and serotonin are different levels than it should be. Thyroid starts to be impacted. Obviously, neck pain can be impacted. Headaches can start to develop. Hormone problems start to develop if we don't have these curvatures there. So how do we know the very system that's inside of you is doing its job? Is we got to make sure the spine is healthy so the signals from the brain can get out, get down and out of the spinal cord at 100%. That's why we take x-rays in our office. We do not guess. We have to test with x-rays. If you never had x-rays of your spine, guys, I'm telling you right now, and if you're not correcting it and or maintaining the health of your spine, it's time to start doing it. Listen, it's the one system that controls everything. Why would you not? Why would you overlook this? And people are like, well, I don't have pain. Well, do you just go to the dentist when you're in pain? No. Guess how much percentage of your dental work do you actually feel? It's 10%. 10% nerves, 90% enamel, right? And so why would we do that? Why would we ignore our spine, right? And so what we do in our clinic, we do a complete nerve system evaluation. We go over your health history, go over your health goals, and figure out where we're going to go with you going forward, right? We figure out, okay, what is that symptom that you're dealing with? Let's get to the root cause of it, starting by looking at the spine and nerve system. And then we do a full set of x-rays. So normally in our office for a new patient appointment and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling in the show now. This is the catch. You got to call now. That way I'll answer the phone. If you get a voicemail, leave a message and we will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone, because that way when you come in, there's no additional costs whatsoever. And the reality is, if you pay, you show. Right, we're an extremely busy office, active office, and we have a team that wants to serve you wholeheartedly. So we want to make sure people actually show up to their appointments. But we've a lot of times this week for people to call in and get into the clinic and get plugged in. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, right over by Katie's, Starbucks, the new Aldi. You know that. It's a happening place, and we see people that drive 45 minutes one way to get to our clinic, and you know what? They're happy they do, because they're getting incredible results with their health, and that's what we want for you too. That's what we want for you too. So what you got to do is pick up the phone and call. The number to call for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Now, if you don't have the ability to call right now, maybe you're listening on your AirPods, or you're running, or you're in the car, whatever it is, if you can voice text, just text this number, and we'll get that. We'll get, say, new patient, and we'll get on the phone later on today, and we'll make that happen for you. So once again, the number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission and vision is to transform the way that you view and manage your health, in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. We know that you are designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that we want you to live to your God-given potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, and lotions. We want to restore and instill hope when it comes to healing in your life and your body, but also in your home and the people that you're around. You know, we're in a situation right now in our country where we are sicker than we ever have been before, and the numbers aren't getting better. They're actually getting worse. Most people realize this, but just look at the statistics with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, the use of medications, people going in debt for health crises, people missing out on their family, on family vacations, having to retire early because they're so sick. And if they make it to retirement, then they lose their health in retirement. And so what my vision is for my patients, and for hopefully you listening to the show here, is that we want to put the power of responsibility and actions back into your hands. And I am a chiropractor. The reason I'm a chiropractor, because the brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that go out to every single cell tissue and organ in your body. So right now, for you to be able to listen to me, for your heart to beat, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal in your hand, for your blood pressure to normalize, for your blood sugar to normalize, and for your white blood cells to be at the level they need to be at, your nervous system is what controls it all. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system controls absolutely every single thing in your body. I am not a nutritionist. I'm not a detoxer. I'm not a personal trainer. Do we instill that and teach that and hope people are living that way? 100%. But I am a chiropractor first and foremost, because we know if the spine is right, it gives your body a chance to heal at 100%. And so I will tell you this, that a healthy nervous system, a healthy spine, is what controls the healing process. There's nothing else controls it, not your heart rate, not oxygen, not your stomach. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system, the health of that is controlling the healing process of your body. And what contributes to it is lifestyle. Right. So if we look at control versus contribution, there is a significant difference. And so I want you to remember that the things that you're doing whether it's eating kale, avoiding sweets this morning, not putting dairy in your coffee, not putting a sweetener in your coffee. All those things are good, but I'll tell you right now that your spine has to be getting adjusted. There's no way around it. You have to be getting chiropractic care. I always want to remind people of that if I haven't hit that, beat that horse recently, because I think people forget about that. They come into the office saying, I want to eat healthy. Okay, give me a nutrition plan. Okay, here it is. I want to do all the testing that you do in the office, the blood work, the urinalysis, the saliva testing. I want to do that and just that. Well, that's not going to actually heal you. It may see what's wrong nutritionally, but what's going on the inside? We want to see what the spine looks like. That is the first and foremost what we want to do. Some people say, well, I want to help you. You help me with my knee pain or my shoulder pain or my diabetes or what supplement should I take? And listen, we have recommendations for all of that. We have therapy for that. We know exactly what we should be doing with you. But I'll tell you that if we miss the chiropractic component, we miss everything. We miss everything. And so if we take a look at our culture right now, we are confused about where health comes from. We have no idea. We don't take responsibility and we don't take action. And so there's three reasons why I believe we've gotten to this point as a country. Is one is that we're not taught to take responsibility, right? We blame our health on our age or our genetics. That's it. I mean, if you're 50 years old, you'll literally laugh about being 50. You'll laugh about the bad right knee. You'll laugh about the same blood pressure medication because you're just old. You'll laugh about X, Y, or Z. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice, right? It's not just because you're 50 or 40 or 60 or 80. No. Age is not should not be a determining factor of your health, right? It should not. But our culture does that. I'll tell you though, if you look at teenagers and even young kids today, that they're sicker than their grandparents sometimes, right? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. You can't blame your health just on your age, or you can't blame your sickness just on your age. Some of the healthiest people that I know are in their 70s, they're in their 80s, and they're doing life like they want to do life, and it's absolutely amazing. I love it. We also can't blame it on our genetics. Listen, you ever blame your weight or your blood pressure, your cholesterol on your parents or grandparents, you're completely mistaken. It's just not accurate. You have to wrap your head around the fact that, listen, where you are today only accounts for 10% of your genetics, only account for 10% of where you are today, right? So I'll say it again. So 90% of what happened to you at this point in your health is on you or what you've been exposed to or what you've not known to take care of. Only 10% is a genetic factor, right? That goes for cancer, diabetes, obesity, cholesterol. 10% is your family tree's fault. 90% is on you. Now, some of you are like, well, that sucks. I've been blaming my health problems on my family this whole time. Well, we can take that back now. No longer can we say it's our age. No longer can we say it's our genetics. It just doesn't show, the research does not show that it's an accurate statement. So first thing we got to do to get our health right where we need to be and be responsible for our family's health is take responsibility with where we are today. Whether it's good or bad, where you're at today, look yourself in the mirror, analyze, hey, do I want to be here? How did I get here? Is it good or is it bad? Because I'll tell you, if it's a good place in your health, I guarantee you it didn't come easy. It did not come easy, right? If you're the level of fitness you want, if you're eating clean, if you're feeling great, if you're looking younger, if you're where you want to be with your health, I guarantee you it did not happen by chance. Now, some of you may say, I have great genes. Well, I hate you for that. But I'll tell you this, you still can't blame it just on your genes. It's what you still do or don't do to your body, right? So first thing I do, take responsibility. If you're listening to the show and you haven't turned it yet, you are taking responsibility today. Listen, one of the things about, if you're listening now, some of you have been like, I want to come to the office. I need to see what my spine looks like. Listen, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. That might be your action step today. How do you actually take responsibility and take action? So if you want to schedule a new patient appointment in our office for a chiropractic exam and a full set of x-rays to see exactly what's causing the symptoms that you might be having, the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you want to look great, feel great, and actually get to the root cause of health issues that you might have, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our office. 314-323-7214. Now, the second reason why I believe we've gotten to this point in our country is that we actually don't even know what health is. We think it's how you feel, right? If I ask 100 people on the street, how do you know you're healthy? They say, I'm not sick or I don't feel bad. Okay, well, let's go into that a little bit more. So research shows, medical research, not Dr. Nick research, Medical research shows that we can only feel 10% of what's happening in our body in any given moment, right? Any given moment, 10% of the time, we can feel what's happening. That means 90%, we can't actually feel what is happening to us. And what do we do when we feel bad in our country? First thing we do is we ignore it. We ignore that we feel bad, okay? Secondly, what we do is we say, well, if this is slowing me down, I'm going to take over-the-counter medication. I'm going to take this pill, which masks the issue or band-aids the problem. And then the third thing we do, we go to a special doctor, get a special medication, special therapy, whatever it is, right? And so I'll tell you this, is that if you're basing your health on how you feel, why do we ignore it when we feel bad? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. So you can't base your health off of simply how you feel because you only feel 10%. And on top of that is that sometimes being healthy doesn't always feel great. For instance, here in St. Louis, with the crazy weather changes, as always, year-round, temperature changes, it'll swing 30 to 40 degrees in a day sometimes, right? There's something called allergies that comes up. Now, allergies is really another way to determine, another way to say, I can't respond to my environment, so my body starts to have a hyper responsive reaction to its environment, and such as allergies. So if we have a runny nose, for instance, let's use that for an example. If you have a runny nose and then we say, well, let's just stop up that runny nose. We take medication because it's we don't want a runny nose. So we stop up the medication. It dries out the sinus cavities, which then leads to a sinus infection on average 15 to 20 days later, sometimes less than that, because we were uncomfortable. Our body was trying to get rid of the allergens. Our body was trying to drain everything out, get it out. But since we were uncomfortable, since we felt bad, we said, I got to take this pill, potion, or lotion to stop up and dry my sinus cavities, therefore leading to a sinus infection, which now we go to the doctor and get what? Medication for. Well, you wonder why you have sinus infection every single year. Also, and that was an example of getting healthy, of your body trying to heal, get rid of the allergens. What else do we do? Is that we say, okay, well, my blood pressure is high. What? Why would someone's blood pressure be high? Okay. Maybe it's because their body needs more oxygen. Have you thought about that? Maybe my body needs more oxygen, so my blood pressure is going to be higher at the moment, whether it's stress, weight, toxicity, whatever it is. And what we say is, oh, that's really bad. Your blood pressure is high, so we're just going to medicate and keep it low. And we took away the symptom that was telling us something might be wrong. How about if you have food poisoning? Your body's either going to get it out one way or the other, out the top or out the bottom, right? And what happens is we say we stop it up. We stop up the diarrhea. We don't want diarrhea. We don't want to throw up. So we just want to keep that in. No, your body's trying to what? Heal. It's trying to keep you healthy. Same thing with the fever. We think fever's actually hurting us. No. Fever's actually helping us, believe it or not. And what we do in our country is say, oh, well, I feel bad with a fever. My body must be sick. So I'm going to take Tylenol to stop the fever from going up and or reduce the fever, which, by the way, research now shows that if you reduce the fever with medicine, it actually comes back 3 to 4 times worse within the next 48 hours. Not the fever, the sickness. Because we try to intervene because we said, okay, healthy is about feeling good. It's not about feeling good. It's about how your, the definition of health is your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. We have no idea what health is in our country. We say it's how we feel, and we say it's how we look. Have you ever met somebody who actually looks great but has cancer? Have you ever met somebody who looks great but died of a heart attack? Have you ever met somebody who is super fit, super lean, but for some reason they're depressed, anxious, IBS, autoimmune disease, they can't sleep at night? You name it, it's not based off of how you look, and it's not based off of how you feel. Some of the sickest people I've seen in the office have been, you know, Olympic athletes or even youth athletes who look very healthy from the outside. But something is wrong on the inside, causing their body not to be healthy and well. And so I'll tell you right now that health is not determined about how you look. It's not determined about how you feel. It's not based off of your genetics, and it's not caused by your age. We have to understand the definition of health is how your body is designed to heal and function 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. I'll say that one more time. The definition of health is within the word. It's how your body heals. It's not just the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease, right? Symptoms can be a good thing if you listen to it. And so I'm asking you now, if you have something going on in your body and you want to actually start to be going on that right track of healing, the first step is by figuring out, why do I have this headache? Why do I have this sciatica? Why do I have this stomach issue? Why am I anxious? Why am I depressed? Why can I not sleep at night? You got to figure out what's causing it, and we have to look to the spine first. Listen, in our office, we do a full new patient exam, full set of x-rays. Normally, that's $150, but if you call in on the show today, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. We'll schedule you. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Walters. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, Family Chiropractic. We are a health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission and vision is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. We know that you are designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that we want you to live to your God-given potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, and lotions. We want to restore and instill hope when it comes to healing in your life and your body, but also in your home and the people that you're around. You know, we're in a situation right now in our country where we are sicker than we ever have been before, and the numbers aren't getting better. They're actually getting worse. Most people realize this, but just look at the statistics with cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, the use of medications, people going in debt for health crises, people missing out on their family, on family vacations, having to retire early because they're so sick. And if they make it to retirement, then they lose their health in retirement. And so what my vision is for my patients and for hopefully you listening to the show here is that we want to put the power of responsibility and actions back into your hands. And I am a chiropractor. The reason I'm a chiropractor is because the brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that go out to every single cell tissue and organ in your body. So right now for you to be able to listen to me, for your heart to beat, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal in your hand, for your blood pressure to normalize, for your blood sugar to normalize, and for your white blood cells to be at the level they need to be at, your nervous system is what controls it all. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system controls absolutely every single thing in your body. I am not a nutritionist. I'm not a detoxer. I'm not a personal trainer. Do we instill that and teach that and hope people are living that way? 100%. But I am a chiropractor first and foremost because we know if the spine is right, it gives your body a chance to heal at 100%. And so I will tell you this, that a healthy nervous system, a healthy spine is what controls the healing process. There's nothing else controls it, not your heart rate, not oxygen, not your stomach. Your brain, spinal cord, nervous system, the health of that is controlling the healing process of your body. And what contributes to it is lifestyle. Right. So if we look at control versus contribution, there is a significant difference. And so I want you to remember that the things that you're doing, whether it's eating kale, avoiding sweets this morning, not putting dairy in your coffee, not putting sweet milk in your coffee, all those things are good. But I'll tell you right now that your spine has to be getting adjusted. There's no way around it. You have to be getting chiropractic care. I always want to remind people of that if I haven't hit that. Beat that horse recently, because I think people forget about that. They come into the office saying, I want to eat healthy. Okay, give me a nutrition plan. Okay, here it is. I want to do all the testing that you do in the office, the blood work, the urinalysis, the saliva testing. I want to do that and just that. Well, that's not going to actually heal you. It may see what's wrong nutritionally, but what's going on the inside? We want to see what the spine looks like. That is the first and foremost what we want to do. Some people say, well, I want to help you. You help me with my knee pain or my shoulder pain or my diabetes or what supplement should I take? And listen, we have recommendations for all of that. We have therapy for that. We know exactly what we should be doing with you. But I'll tell you that if we miss the chiropractic component, we miss everything. We miss everything. And so if we take a look at our culture right now, we are confused about where health comes from. We have no idea. We don't take responsibility and we don't take action. And so there's three reasons why I believe we've gotten to this point as a country. Is one is that we're not taught to take responsibility, right? We blame our health on our age or our genetics. That's it. I mean, if you're 50 years old, you'll literally laugh about being 50. You'll laugh about the bad right knee. You'll laugh about the same blood pressure medication because you're just old. You'll laugh about X, Y, or Z. Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice, right? It's not just because you're 50 or 40 or 60 or 80. No. Age is not a determining, should not be a determining factor of your health, right? It should not. But our culture does that. I'll tell you though, if you look at teenagers and even young kids today, they're sicker than their grandparents sometimes, right? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. You can't blame your health just on your age, or you can't blame your sickness just on your age. Some of the healthiest people that I know are in their 70s, they're in their 80s, and they're doing life like they want to do life, and it's absolutely amazing. I love it. We also can't blame it on our genetics. Listen, you ever blame your weight or your blood pressure, your cholesterol on your parents or grandparents, you're completely mistaken. It's just not accurate. You have to wrap your head around the fact that, listen, where you are today only accounts for 10% of your genetics, only account for 10% of where you are today, right? So I'll say it again. So 90% of what happened to you at this point in your health is on you or what you've been exposed to or what you've not known to take care of. Only 10% is a genetic factor, right? That goes for cancer, diabetes, obesity, cholesterol. 10% is your family tree's fault. 90% is on you. Now, some of you are like, well, that sucks. I've been blaming my health problems on my family this whole time. Well, we can take that back now. No longer can we say it's our age. No longer can we say it's our genetics. It just doesn't show, the research does not show that it's an accurate statement. So first thing we got to do to get our health right where we need to be and be responsible for our family's health is take responsibility with where we are today. Whether it's good or bad, where you're at today, look yourself in the mirror, analyze, hey, do I want to be here? How did I get here? Is it good or is it bad? Because I'll tell you, if it's a good place in your health, I guarantee you it didn't come easy. It did not come easy, right? If you're the level of fitness you want, if you're eating clean, if you're feeling great, if you're looking younger, if you're the where you want to be with your health, I guarantee you it did not happen by chance. Now, some of you may say, I have great genes. Well, I hate you for that. But I'll tell you this, you still can't blame it just on your genes. It's what you still do or don't do to your body, right? So first thing I do, take responsibility. If you're listening to the show and you haven't turned it yet, you are taking responsibility today. Listen, one of the things about, if you're listening now, some of you have been like, I want to come to the office. I need to see what my spine looks like. Listen, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. That might be your action step today. How do you actually take responsibility and take action? If you want to schedule a new patient appointment in our office for a chiropractic exam and a full set of x-rays to see exactly what's causing the symptoms that you might be having, the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. If you want to look great, feel great, and actually get to the root cause of health issues that you might have, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our office. 314-323-7214. Now, the second reason why I believe we've gotten to this point in our country is that we actually don't even know what health is. We think it's how you feel, right? If I ask 100 people on the street, how do you know you're healthy? They say, I'm not sick or I don't feel bad. Okay, well, let's go into that a little bit more. So research shows, medical research, not Dr. Nick research, medical research shows that we can only feel 10% of what's happening in our body in any given moment, right? Any given moment, 10% of the time, we can feel what's happening. That means 90%, we can't actually feel what is happening to us. And what do we do when we feel bad in our country? First thing we do is we ignore it. We ignore that we feel bad, okay? Secondly, what we do is we say, well, if this is slowing me down, I'm going to take over-the-counter medication. I'm going to take this pill, which masks the issue or band-aids the problem. And then the third thing we do, we go to a special doctor, get a special medication, special therapy, whatever it is, right? And so I'll tell you this, is that if you're basing your health on how you feel, why do we ignore it when we feel bad? It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. So you can't base your health off of simply how you feel because you only feel 10%. And on top of that is that sometimes being healthy doesn't always feel great. For instance, here in St. Louis, with the crazy weather changes, as always, year-round, temperature changes, it'll swing 30 to 40 degrees in a day sometimes, right? There's something called allergies that comes up. Now, allergies is really another way to determine, another way to say, I can't respond to my environment, so my body starts to have a hyper responsive reaction to its environment, and such as allergies. So we have a runny nose, for instance. Let's use that for an example. If you have a runny nose, and then we say, well, let's just stop up that runny nose. We take medication because we don't want a runny nose. So we stop up the medication. It dries out the sinus cavities, which then leads to a sinus infection on average 15 to 20 days later. sometimes less than that, because we were uncomfortable. Our body was trying to get rid of the allergens. Our body was trying to drain everything out, get it out. But since we were uncomfortable, since we felt bad, we said, I got to take this pill, potion, or lotion to stop up and dry my sinus cavities, therefore leading to a sinus infection, which now we go to the doctor and get what? Medication for. Well, you wonder why you have sinus infection every single year. Also, and that was an example of getting healthy, of your body trying to heal, get rid of the allergens. What else do we do? Is that we say, okay, well, my blood pressure is high. What? Why would someone's blood pressure be high? Okay. Maybe it's because their body needs more oxygen. Have you thought about that? Maybe my body needs more oxygen, so my blood pressure is going to be higher at the moment, whether it's stress, weight, toxicity, whatever it is. And what we say is, oh, that's really bad. Your blood pressure is high, so we're just going to medicate and keep it low. And we took away the symptom that was telling us something might be wrong. How about if you have food poisoning, your body's either going to get it out one way or the other, out the top or out the bottom, right? And what happens is we say we stop it up. We stop up the diarrhea. We don't want diarrhea. We don't want to throw up. So we just want to keep that in. No, your body's trying to what? Heal. It's trying to keep you healthy. Same thing with the fever. We think fever's actually hurting us. No, fever is actually helping us, believe it or not. And what we do in our country, we say, oh, well, I feel bad with a fever. My body must be sick, so I'm going to take Tylenol to stop the fever from going up and or reduce the fever, which, by the way, research now shows that if you reduce the fever with medicine, it actually comes back 3 to 4 times worse within the next 48 hours. Not the fever, the sickness. Because we try to intervene because we said, okay, healthy is about feeling good. It's not about feeling good. It's about how your, the definition of health is your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. We have no idea what health is in our country. We say it's how we feel, and we say it's how we look. Have you ever met somebody who actually looks great but has cancer? Have you ever met somebody who looks great but died of a heart attack? Have you ever met somebody who is super fit, super lean, but for some reason they're depressed, anxious, IBS, autoimmune disease, they can't sleep at night? You name it, it's not based off of how you look, and it's not based off of how you feel. Some of the sickest people I've seen in the office have been, you know, Olympic athletes or even youth athletes who look very healthy from the outside. But something is wrong on the inside, causing their body not to be healthy and well. And so I'll tell you right now that health is not determined about how you look. It's not determined about how you feel. It's not based off of your genetics, and it's not caused by your age. We have to understand the definition of health is how your body is designed to heal and function 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. I'll say that one more time. The definition of health is within the word. It's how your body heals. It's not just the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease, right? Symptoms can be a good thing if you listen to it. And so I'm asking you now, if you have something going on in your body and you want to actually start to be going on that right track of healing, the first step is by figuring out, why do I have this headache? Why do I have this sciatica? Why do I have this stomach issue? Why am I anxious? Why am I depressed? Why can I not sleep at night? You got to figure out what's causing it, and we have to look to the spine first. Listen, in our office, we do a full new patient exam, full set of x-rays. Normally, that's $150, but if you call in on the show today, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. We'll schedule you. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you the truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Listen, we've been on the air for years now, guys. I mean, we're going on over 10 years. Been in practice for over 15 years. So we see thousands and thousands of patients throughout our time being open. We see people from the womb to the tomb. So from the first day of life till people in their late 90s. And I'll tell you this, it's such an honor to be able to see people transform their mindset, right? I mean, that's really what we see first, is changing your mindset about who's responsible for your health, what health is, and how to take action. And what's cool is that we're starting to see generations of families. So grandparents, their kids, their great-grand, their grandkids, their great-grandkids. So we're seeing four generations of people in our office now. And it's such a blessing because we see them heal and live to their God-given potential without drugs or surgery. I mean, can you imagine someone in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on literally zero to one medication max. Like he mentions, no medications, no surgery, living life to the fullest, traveling like they want to travel, and living to the God-given potential, and them wanting that for their kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. I mean, that's really how it should be, is that what you're doing right now, as you listen to the show, as you come into our office, as you follow us on social media, as you get our newsletters every single week. Listen, if you're plugged into a clinic like ours, I guarantee you, you're going to have a better chance of making it to 60, 70, 80, 90 on little to no medications and little to no surgeries and leading your family, walking on the beach with your loved ones, traveling with your loved ones, and not falling victim to sickness, disease, suffering, and chronicity of illness. That's what we don't want for you. Listen, my heart breaks for people that go through that. So if you're in that state of multiple medications, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and you just feel like you're run down, you feel like there's no hope, I'm telling you right now, if there's air in your lungs, there's absolutely still hope in your body. And I guarantee there's hope and healing, because guess what? Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and you're designed and desired to heal. And I'll tell you that if you live in that state of chronicity of illness, and you're waiting at urgent care, you're waiting at the next specialist, you're waiting for the next cane or walker or the next special medication or the next treatment or the next therapy, whatever it is, if you're waiting in that state and you're not doing anything proactively for your health, I'm telling you right now, you have to start doing this. You got to start doing something for your health. And what we call that is the five essentials. It's a healthcare delivery system that's designed to put the power of healing back into your own body. And that's why my office is called Health From Within, is because we know the healing comes from within you, not from the outside in, but from within you. And once you start to wrap your head around that is the actual truth. That's not the Dr. Nick research. That's the absolute medical research, shows that you heal from the inside out. You don't heal from the outside in, you heal from the inside out. And once you start to remove those interferences that are interfering with the healing of your body's going to do one thing. It's going to move in the right direction. There's never a gray area. It's black or white. Either you're going in the right direction or you're going in the wrong direction. You could have gone in the wrong direction for the last 40 years. There's still hope for you. It's one step at a time going in the right direction. And I guarantee you're going to see your life transform. You're going to see your health transform, because that's how you are designed. You don't have to will it. It still works on your behalf. So you could be hopeless right now. You could be full of hope. I'm telling you right now, if you're making the right choices, going in the right direction, your body's going to do one thing. It's going to heal. Last segment, we talked about how we just don't take responsibility. We blame it on our health issues, on our genes or our age, and we don't even know what health is. If we have allergies, we dry them up. If we have some people do that daily, by the way, for the rest of their life. Which, by the way, if it doesn't make sense, if you're taking a medication daily for the rest of your life, and it's not really working, meaning you can't get off of it, it's not working. It's literally a Band-Aid. Imagine wearing Band-Aids on you for the rest of your life, covering up the problems and the cut never healing. Can you even imagine that? You got a cut on your hand and that cut's there, and it's requiring you to wear a Band-Aid on your hand for the rest of your life, and you'd be okay with the cut not healing. I don't think so. That's what's happening in our society, is that 5%, we make up 5% of the world's population here in North America, but we take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. Guys, I'm telling you, we are in an absolute crisis. And if you think you're immune to it, you're absolutely not. If you're following what the medical system is telling us to do, if you're watching all the commercials, if you're listening to pharmaceutical companies, if you're listening to what your insurance says, I'm telling you right now, you're headed towards disaster. It's like seeing a train wreck, right? We got to stop doing what everyone else is doing so we get the different results that we desire and what we want in our health. And if you're listening to my show for the first time or the 100th time, I'm telling you right now, the foundation of health is that you must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. What does that mean? It's not gonna be that you're never gonna get sick. It's what happens when you do get sick. It doesn't mean you may never have knee pain, but what happens when you do get knee pain? What kind of questions? What caused it? What can I do to correct it? What can I do to take responsibility before I have to go down that medical route? Because once you go down the medical route, it's hard to get out of it. It's hard to get out of that, right? You can and you will, but it's way harder to get out of it than to avoid it altogether. And so as you're listening to the show today, and last segment when I was like, health means your body has to be healing and functioning 100%. The next question people have is like, well, what controls health, right? What controls health? Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? Is it your blood pressure? Is it your blood sugar? Is it your diet? Is it your colon? Is it your brain, right? And the answer is, it's your brain's spinal cord and nervous system. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that come out of each segment of your spine that goes to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. And right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your cut to heal in your hand, right, for the stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all, and your spine has to be in proper position for our brain to be able to communicate to every single cell in the body, right? So what does our spine have to look like? From the front, it has to be straight up and down. Our hips have to be even straight across, and our shoulders have to be even straight across. Everyone knows this. Remember that time in elementary school or middle school when you go to gym class and they say, okay, bend over, we're going to check you for scoliosis, right? Well, they check you for scoliosis by the age of 13 usually because what the state mandated, by the way, it's state mandated that if you have scoliosis and if it goes undetected and untreated, it can take up to 14 years off your life. Why do they say that? Because they say this, not because someone has pain, because if the spine is as a significant of scoliosis, it actually cuts off the nerve flow to the organs, causing organs to what? Shut down or fail. So they know scoliosis is bad enough because it damages your nerve system and spine, right? And if it's bad enough, they refer you to a neurosurgeon. A neurosurgeon will say, okay, well, here's the number, here's the curvature. We can do one of two things. We can do either nothing, we can do bracing, or we can do surgery, right? If they do nothing, that usually means insurance doesn't cover it. So what does that mean? You're good. You're off the hook. You're never going to get your spine checked for the rest of your life because insurance doesn't think it's necessary, which we know is just not true or accurate. Then they say bracing or surgery if insurance covers it. So you get bracing or surgery done. You get watched over the next however many years to make sure it's not, you know, getting worse. But if you never have anything done, if there's no intervention done after that appointment, the doctor says, we'll just watch and wait. Literally, that's in their like treatment protocols. Like, we're just going to watch and we're going to wait. And as a parent, you hear, okay, well, we're going to watch it. How am I going to watch it? One and two, wait. So it's not that big of a deal. Life happens. We get busy. It's unintentional, right? But intentionally, we ignore it, right, over time because other things get in the way. So that person goes 20, 30, 40 years old, and that scoliosis gets worse every single year because that's what research shows. And then it affects everything else in the body, right? And so if it's that bad, if scoliosis is that important, if it's not that big of a deal, if the nervous system is not that big of a deal and chiropractors are crazy, right, then why would they make it state mandated for your gym teacher when I was growing up to check you for scoliosis? Start to ask these questions. Now, the other part of your spine that we have no clue about is that no one ever checks until you get x-rays in a chiropractic clinic, or if there's damage in your spine from an accident, or if there's numbness and tingling down the arm that, you know, you're going to have to get surgery on, is from the side. From the side, you have to have a curvature in your neck, a curvature in your mid-back, and a curvature in your lower back. There should be three 45-degree curves from the side. Why? Because that's how God made you, okay? Your brain controls everything, sends signals down the spinal cord. If the spine is straight from the side, it's actually stretching and putting pressure on the spinal cord, the brainstem, and displaces the nerves. So we have to have that spring because it acts, we have to have that those curves in our spine because it acts as a spring in our spine. So whether it's walking, sitting, exercise, running, your spine compresses and it expands. It compresses and expands. And if it doesn't have the ability to compress and expand, there's absolutely no way your nerve system can be healing and functioning your body at 100%. Research shows it, not Dr. Nick research. Research shows that if your head starts to shift forward, the lung capacity goes down by 30%. If you lose the curvature of your neck, dopamine and serotonin are different levels than it should be. Thyroid starts to be impacted. Obviously, neck pain can be impacted. Headaches can start to develop. Hormone problems start to develop if we don't have these curvatures there. So how do we know the very system that's inside of you is doing its job? Is we got to make sure the spine is healthy so the signals from the brain can get out. Get down and out of the spinal cord at 100%. That's why we take x-rays in our office. We do not guess. We have to test with x-rays. If you never had x-rays of your spine, guys, I'm telling you right now, and if you're not correcting it and or maintaining the health of your spine, it's time to start doing it. Listen, it's the one system that controls everything. Why would you overlook this? And people are like, well, I don't have pain. Well, do you go to the dentist? Do you just go to the dentist when you're in pain? No. Guess how much percentage of your dental work do you actually feel? It's 10%. 10% nerves, 90% enamel, right? And so why would we do that? Why would we ignore our spine, right? And so what we do in our clinic, we do a complete nerve system evaluation. We go over your health history, go over your health goals, and figure out where we're going to go with you going forward, right? we figure out, okay, what is that symptom that you're dealing with? Let's get to the root cause of it, starting by looking at the spine and nerve system. And then we do a full set of x-rays. So normally in our office for a new patient appointment and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling in the show now. This is the catch. You got to call now. That way I'll answer the phone. If you get a voicemail, leave a message. And we will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. Because that way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. And the reality is, if you pay, you show. Right, we're an extremely busy office, active office, and we have a team that wants to serve you wholeheartedly. So we want to make sure people actually show up to their appointments. But we've a lot of times this week for people to call in and get into the clinic and get plugged in. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, right over by Katie's, Starbucks, the new Aldi. You know that. It's a happening place, and we see people that drive 45 minutes one way to get to our clinic, and you know what? They're happy they do because they're getting incredible results with their health, and that's what we want for you too. That's what we want for you too. So what you got to do is pick up the phone and call. The number to call for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Now, if you don't have the ability to call right now, maybe you're listening on your AirPods, or you're running, or you're in the car, whatever it is, if you can voice text, just text this number, and we'll get that. We'll get, say, new patient, and we'll get on the phone later on today, and we'll make that happen for you. So once again, the number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Max Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you the truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Listen, we've been on the air for years now, guys. I mean, we're going on over 10 years. Been in practice for over 15 years. So we see thousands and thousands of patients throughout our time being open. We see people from the womb to the tomb. So from the first day of life till people in their late 90s. And I'll tell you this, it's such an honor to be able to see people transform their mindset, right? I mean, that's really what we see first, is changing your mindset about who's responsible for your health, what health is, and how to take action. And what's cool is that we're starting to see generations of families. So grandparents, their kids, their great grandkids. So we're seeing four generations of people in our office now. And it's such a blessing because we see them heal and live to their God-given potential without drugs or surgery. I mean, can you imagine someone in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s on literally zero to one medication max? Like you mentioned, no medications, no surgery, living life to the fullest, traveling like they want to travel, and living to the God-given potential, and them wanting that for their kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. I mean, that's really how it should be, is that what you're doing right now, as you listen to the show, as you come into our office, as you follow us on social media, as you get our newsletters every single week. Listen, if you're plugged into a clinic like ours, I guarantee you, you're going to have a better chance of making it to 60, 70, 80, 90 on little to no medications and little to no surgeries, and leading your family, walking on the beach with your loved ones, traveling with your loved ones, and not falling victim to sickness, disease, suffering, and chronicity of illness. That's what we don't want for you. Listen, my heart breaks for people that go through that. So if you're in that state of multiple medications, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and you just feel like you're run down, you feel like there's no hope, I'm telling you right now, if there's air in your lungs, there's absolutely still hope in your body. And I guarantee there's hope in healing, because guess what? Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, and you're designed and desired to heal. And I'll tell you that if you live in that state of chronicity of illness, and you're waiting at urgent care, you're waiting at the next specialist, you're waiting for the next cane or walker or the next special medication or the next treatment or the next therapy, whatever it is, If you're waiting in that state and you're not doing anything proactively for your health, I'm telling you right now, you have to start doing this. You got to start doing something for your health. And what we call that is the five essentials. It's a healthcare delivery system. It's a healthcare delivery system that's designed to put the power of healing back into your own body. And that's why my office is called Health From Within, is because we know the healing comes from within you, not from the outside in, but from within you. And once you start to wrap your head around that, that is the actual truth. That's not the Dr. Nick research. That's the absolute medical research shows that you heal from the inside out. You don't heal from the outside in, you heal from the inside out. And once you start to remove those interferences that are interfering with the healing of your body's going to do one thing. It's going to move in the right direction. There's never a gray area. It's black or white. Either you're going in the right direction or you're going in the wrong direction. You could have gone in the wrong direction for the last 40 years. There's still hope for you. It's one step at a time going in the right direction. And I guarantee you're going to see your life transform. You're going to see your health transform because that's how you are designed. You don't have to will it. It still works on your behalf. So you could be hopeless right now. You could be full of hope. I'm telling you right now, if you're making the right choice, going in the right direction, your body's going to do one thing. It's going to heal. Last segment, we talked about how we just don't take responsibility. We blame it on our health issues, on our genes or our age. And we don't even know what health is. If we have allergies, we dry them up. If we have some people do that daily, by the way, for the rest of their life, which, by the way, if it doesn't make sense, if you're taking a medication daily for the rest of your life and it's not really working, meaning you can't get off of it, it's not working. It's literally a Band-Aid. Imagine wearing Band-Aids on you for the rest of your life, covering up the problems and the cut never healing. Can you even imagine that? You got a cut on your hand and that cut's there. And it's requiring you to wear a Band-Aid on your hand for the rest of your life. And you'd be okay with the cut not healing. I don't think so. That's what's happening in our society, is that 5%, we make up 5% of the world's population here in North America, but we take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. Guys, I'm telling you, we are in an absolute crisis. And if you think you're immune to it, you're absolutely not. If you're following what the medical system is telling us to do, if you're watching all the commercials, if you're listening to pharmaceutical companies, if you're listening to what your insurance says, I'm telling you right now, you're headed towards disaster. It's like seeing a train wreck, right? We got to stop doing what everyone else is doing so we get the different results that we desire and what we want in our health. And if you're listening to my show for the first time or the 100th time, I'm telling you right now, the foundation of health is that you must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. What does that mean? It's not gonna be that you're never gonna get sick. It's what happens when you do get sick. It doesn't mean you may never have knee pain, but what happens when you do get knee pain? What kind of questions? What caused it? What can I do to correct it? What can I do to take responsibility before I have to go down that medical route? Because once you go down the medical route, it's hard to get out of it. It's hard to get out of that, right? You can and you will, but it's way harder to get out of it than to avoid it altogether. And so as you're listening to the show today and last segment when I was like, health means your body has to be healing and functioning 100%. The next question people have is like, well, what controls health, right? What controls health? Is it your heart? Is it your lungs? Is it your blood pressure? Is it your blood sugar? Is it your diet? Is it your colon? Is it your brain, right? And the answer is it's your brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Your brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerve roots that come out of each segment of your spine that goes to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. And right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your cut to heal in your hand, right, for the stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all, and your spine has to be in proper position for our brain to be able to communicate to every single cell in the body, right? So what does our spine have to look like? From the front, it has to be straight up and down. Our hips have to be even straight across, and our shoulders have to be even straight across. Everyone knows this. Remember that time in elementary school or middle school when you go to gym class and they say, okay, bend over, we're gonna check you for scoliosis, right? Well, they check you for scoliosis by the age of 13 usually because it's state mandated that if you have scoliosis and if it goes undetected and untreated, it can take up to 14 years off your life. Why do they say that? Because they say this, not because someone has pain, because if the spine has a significant amount of scoliosis, it actually cuts off the nerve flow to the organs, causing organs to what? Shut down or fail. So they know scoliosis is bad enough because it damages your nerve system and spine, right? And if it's bad enough, they refer you to a neurosurgeon. A neurosurgeon will say, okay, well, here's the number, here's the curvature. We can do one of two things. We can do either nothing, we can do bracing or we can do surgery, right? If they do nothing, that usually means insurance doesn't cover it. So what does that mean? You're good. You're off the hook. You're never going to get your spine checked for the rest of your life because insurance doesn't think it's necessary, which we know is just not true or accurate. Then they say bracing or surgery if insurance covers it. So you get bracing or surgery done. You get watched over the next however many years to make sure it's not, you know, getting worse. But if you never have anything done, if there's no intervention done after that appointment, the doctor says, we'll just watch and wait. Literally, that's in their like treatment protocols. Like, we're just going to watch and we're going to wait. And as a parent, you hear, okay, well, we're going to watch it. How am I going to watch it? One and two, wait. So it's not that big of a deal. Life happens. We get busy. It's unintentional, right? But intentionally, we ignore it, right, over time because other things get in the way. So that person goes 20, 30, 40 years old, and that scoliosis gets worse every single year because that's what research shows. And then it affects everything else in the body, right? And so if it's that bad, if scoliosis is that important, if it's not that big of a deal, if the nervous system is not that big of a deal and chiropractors are crazy, right, then why would they make it state mandated for your gym teacher when I was growing up to check you for scoliosis? Start to ask these questions. Now, the other part of your spine that we have no clue about is that no one ever checks until you get x-rays in a chiropractic clinic, or if there's damage in your spine from an accident, or if there's numbness and tingling down the arm that, you know, you're going to have to get surgery on, is from the side. From the side, you have to have a curvature in your neck, a curvature in your mid-back, and a curvature in your lower back. There should be 3 45-degree curves from the side. Why? Because that's how God made you, okay? Your brain controls everything, sends signals down the spinal cord. If the spine is straight from the side, it's actually stretching and putting pressure on the spinal cord, the brainstem, and displaces the nerves. So we have to have that spring because it acts, we have to have that those curves in our spine because it acts as a spring in our spine. So whether it's walking, sitting, exercise, running, your spine compresses and it expands. It compresses and expands. And if it doesn't have the ability to compress and expand, there's absolutely no way your nerve system can be healing and functioning your body at 100%. Research shows it, not Dr. Nick research. Research shows that if your head starts to shift forward, the lung capacity goes down by 30%. If you lose the curvature of your neck, dopamine and serotonin are different levels than it should be. Thyroid starts to be impacted. Obviously, neck pain can be impacted. Headaches can start to develop. Hormone problems start to develop if we don't have these curvatures there. So how do we know the very system that's inside of you is doing its job? Is we got to make sure the spine is healthy so the signals from the brain can get out. Get down and out of the spinal cord at 100%. That's why we take x-rays in our office. We do not guess. We have to test with x-rays. If you never had x-rays of your spine, guys, I'm telling you right now, and if you're not correcting it and or maintaining the health of your spine, it's time to start doing it. Listen, it's the one system that controls everything. Why would you not? Why would you overlook this? And people are like, well, I don't have pain. Well, do you just go to the dentist when you're in pain? No. Guess how much percentage of your dental work do you actually feel? It's 10%. 10% nerves, 90% enamel, right? And so why would we do that? Why would we ignore our spine, right? And so what we do in our clinic, we do a complete nerve system evaluation. We go over your health history, go over your health goals, and figure out where we're going to go with you going forward, right? We figure out, okay, what is that symptom that you're dealing with? Let's get to the root cause of it, starting by looking at the spine and nerve system. And then we do a full set of x-rays. So normally in our office for a new patient appointment and x-rays, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. So you save $90 by calling in the show now. This is the catch. You got to call now. That way I'll answer the phone. If you get a voicemail, leave a message. And we will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. Because that way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. And the reality is, if you pay, you show. Right, we're an extremely busy office, active office, and we have a team that wants to serve you wholeheartedly. So we want to make sure people actually show up to their appointments. But we've a lot of times this week for people to call in and get into the clinic and get plugged in. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, right over by Katie's, Starbucks, the new Aldi. You know that. It's a happening place, and we see people that drive 45 minutes one way to get to our clinic, and you know what? They're happy they do because they're getting incredible results with their health, and that's what we want for you too. That's what we want for you too. So what you got to do is pick up the phone and call. The number to call for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Now, if you don't have the ability to call right now, maybe you're listening on your AirPods or you're running or you're in the car, whatever it is. If you can voice text, just text this number and we'll get that. We'll get, say new patient, and we'll get on the phone later on today and we'll make that happen for you. So once again, the number is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.